Man,
so I was gonna ask you a little bit more on the Scrum. I was reading on it, watched a couple of videos on it.
Sure.
Now, does that work for any type of business or?
Well, definitely. That's why he wrote the book. It was initially a course for.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so, because I guess as I was reading really about the Scrum, I guess I was taking it more as it being more for, like, production lines, more for manufacturing. So I was just kind of seeing, you know, how that would apply. I guess I was also watching it as how it would apply to my printing business and how to expand that using the Scrum. So that's just kind of my... Yeah, maybe
sure.
You guys can give me a little bit more insight on the whole, maybe just a little bit of basics on it.
When we implemented it, I worked for EOG for 4 years, and just before
you're actually
I...
still on mute, actually.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay. I worked for EOG for 4 years, and just before I left, we implemented Scrum for training. I had been in my position for less than 6 months, and the team that I had working for me was completely brand new. Nobody knew what we were doing or how to do what we needed to do. And when I left, I gave them an 8-week notice, and my goal was to have everybody completely trained and ready to go by the time I left. There would be no, you know, downtime in that handoff. So we scrummed out the process. What we did was we put down on paper what step of the process needed to be done, what it looked like when it was completed, and then we just moved through how we handled our day-to-day duties and, you know, what those would look like, what we were doing. And it was a perfect place because everybody knew what we were working on, who was working on what, and where we were at in the process that we were working on as we were moving through what was in the backlog to be done, what was being done, and then when it was completed. And by the time we left, we were still using Scrum just to kind of have an idea of where we were at in the process. We worked close, and so there were a lot of pieces that moved. We worked with a lot of different departments and a lot of different groups, so we would rely on information, we would wait on information, and it was just a really great place for everybody to be like, okay, this has been put back in the backlog because we're waiting on information from another department. And you know, so it was a completely different approach to how we utilized Scrum, but we absolutely did apply it, and it was very beneficial, and they still use it now in their process.
Okay.
It was wildly successful.
Definitely. And as far as my understanding of it, Art, definitely the guy, it was, you know, mainly for, like, the tech world, I guess you can say, because they're obviously always putting out products, you know, like iPhones come out every, you know, 6 months or whatever. So, and the guy wrote the book recently because he feels like what he's done in the last few years is definitely apply in other industries and other fields, and he has seen it work. And so my understanding of it is that... it's to help whatever type of industry you're in get to the final process or the final, I guess you would say, quality of how you want to operate and the product that you want to provide. And I think, you know, I guess you can continue to run Scrum after that, but I think initially it is to streamline whether it's operations or your sales force or whatever it is. At least that's my understanding of it.
Yeah, just to streamline a process. And then once that becomes, once you work out the kinks or what they call roadblocks of whatever it is you're working towards, then that becomes the implementation of a best practice process. And that's how you establish, you know, best practices and what's most efficient and how you run your business and how you operate things. And that can go from, you know, applying those same principles in accounting, where it can go to applying that same principle in a production line. It's all a matter of what are we working on, why are we trying to get it completed, and then what benefit does this add? You know, what is it that we're actually looking to get out of this task? And so it helps you kind of eliminate the extra work, or it helps you eliminate extra steps that don't need to be taken in your process because you really put it down on paper and watch it kind of flow through.
Okay. Yeah, I guess with me as in the printing, I have a lot of different types of items that I offer. And I guess that's what it needs to come down to is more of, instead of being the print shop that does everything, really look at, okay, what is my main products or items that or services that I'm offering or the main sellers, and just kind of condense it on that, on that end. And anything that's minor that I'm not really making a lot of money on, just kind of eliminate that. I guess that would be more of the whole process, also kind of seeing where everything's going. And,
yeah, and with that, just like up here, is all the data that you collect because of Scrum, then you'll be able to see that. I mean, even along, you know, moving forward with what we're doing, we'll be able to see that based on the data we collect is, do we focus more over here? Do we focus more over there based on the numbers? And for me, that is the biggest thing that Scrum offers. It offers you the ability to collect data to measure growth, in a sense, and to measure your velocity. Are we moving as fast as we were moving 3 months ago? If not, why not? And let's figure that out. You know, and sometimes it's either, sometimes it's a process, sometimes it's the systems that we've set up, or sometimes it's us personally. So, and Scrum provides an opportunity to, again, to bring that up. What I've often said up here with some of the guys is, it completely, for me, gets rid of ego. Because on the daily Scrum meetings, you have to say, what did you do for the company? What are you going to do for the company today? You know, what is holding you back? And those are the three questions that truly only matter in doing what we're doing, you know. And then whatever it is holding you back, that's what we tackle as a team immediately. I mean, I know that we all have been part of an organization or a team that we know something is hindering us, and then that thing is nothing done about it. 6 months, a year, 2 years, and you're wondering why you're not moving forward. And it's like, well, we need to get past this one thing that is holding us back or hindering us, you know, to produce whatever it is we have to produce, you know.
Sounds good. Yeah. And I guess that's what I kind of what I was doing. I was because I haven't necessarily got the book yet. I got the sample part. You know, meanwhile, it's coming in the mail. So I was kind of scanned through it, but I was watching a lot of videos on Scrum, and that's what it was. It was, I was watching a lot of older videos on Scrum.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, like you're saying, the web developer, more the tech side of it. So that's kind of where I guess I'm lost. So I definitely will get the book and and get caught up on it before you guys come back to Midland, and that way I'm more on top of it.
Sure, definitely. And at the worst, it's just another approach. You know, and for me, it's one of the best ones, like I said, to what he talks about and uses, I'll use his terms, are impediments. You know, what is holding us back? And that's what we need to tackle, you know. There's no reason to be a busybody over here when it's not having any impact or any influence, you know. Like, let's focus our energy and our efforts on the things that are going to produce, you know. And that's what I want to help small business owners see. You know, you know, Art, and you, David, as well. Like, in small business ownership, you get distracted a lot. So we want to come in and clear that out for people, you know, and set up systems that is going to make it a whole lot less distracting, you know. Make it easier to plug in numbers and make it easier to put in receipts and all that other good stuff, so...
Okay. Yeah, we'll definitely be good to have you guys as a outside perspective, you know, looking from the outside in. So So I'm excited about that. All right. I was actually also going over, I ended up a few months ago in April signing up for this program. It's called Amplifier Talk. And the guy pretty much talks about the whole approach of selling your program or having your talk. But one main thing that I got out of one of his main nuggets is this form that actually shows, designs it as two different packages. I don't know if you can kind of see that. So it's two different packages that they offer. And I'll go ahead and email you this, a copy of this. And then at the bottom, it's more of, information and, like credit card information. Cause usually he does it as selling it at the end of his talk or, you know, seminar or whatever. But I was liking the idea of the two packages, you know, kind of where we're talking about three packages. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking having that most affordable package and then having the one where it's a little bit higher, that offers more. So it's the one that's going to offer them more if they want more. And I think if they want something less than that middle package would probably be a good idea to then go a la carte from the middle package instead of going to a smaller, really smaller package. Just then from there, they can just a la carte it. And then they're going to be like, well, if I'm a la carte in this and then getting this, you know, 2-3 items, I might as well just get this that middle package, you know,
right.
That regular package. So that's kind of a little idea on marketing on that side of the package deal. And so coaching would be definitely something that, you know, to look, you know, that is going to be very beneficial to them on that side of it, of having that contact where they can call us and we're coaching them through, have that more one-on-one coaching if they want that side of that coaching of it. And then also that the marketing that we were talking about on implementing. I'm liking the whole Scrum idea, and then with the that was my only little thing. I was, how does that apply to each business? But it's kind of like your guys are saying. Also, it's more of an outline, and then you can kind of, you know, as you really look at the business, then you can kind of really pick and customize it for that business.
Definitely,
it's very principled in how it approaches things. I mean, it's really templated almost, and you can kind of massage that template to fit whatever business or whatever situation you're working with at the time. You know, it's just kind of that option. You can take it fully, you know, what it was initially intended for, which was production lines and software development, or you can take it and just bits and pieces of it and really use, you know, the bits and pieces of that principle and apply it and really get the same results out of it. You know, it's pretty broad in what it can be applied to.
Okay, all right, sounds good. And then David, how's it going? what do you got on the website of it, or like I know we're talking about three packages, now we're talking about two, and then that's how it is also, you know, we adjust, you know.
Yeah,
it's like they say, I went to that Ultimate Leadership Camp that I was telling you about, Sammy, and one of the things was we make continuous adjustments until successful. You know, and there's that constant feedback. Okay, what worked, what didn't work, what can we do?
Yeah, that's what Scrum is about, man, for sure.
Yeah. So David, what are your ideas or thoughts or any questions you might have?
Well, if we do the two, if we move to two packages, will those two have the web side of it? Or, because I know y'all had said last time that we were going to do three, but two of them would comprise of the website and stuff.
Yeah, I think having the two packages, it'll be kind of that the basics of the web that we're offering, and then something that goes a little bit more extensive, and then that way we're not really working with that smaller package, and then, you know, not even included in that. So basically, we are going to include it, but it's also going to be just your. I guess I'm calling it the middle one, but we know what we're talking about. You just have that basic web package. Like we're talking before, just kind of give them something real basic, and then we can always, I guess, customize it. If they want to add more, then you can always. So I don't know how you want to separate or what you're actually offering in the web. If there's like, you know, five different things, and then maybe there's two that you're going to offer in the main package and add one more thing in there, if they want a little bit more, you know, that's something that we can always a la carte, or, you know, that can always be something on the side of the package. Say, you know, as they're dealing with you, David, you can say, hey, well, you know, aside from the package, if you want a little bit more, if you want this or this added to your web, I can go ahead and do that for this much more. And so now that they're working with you one-on-one, they got the website of it, because they'll be working with each one of us on different parts of it. You know, they'll be talking with Kristen on the Scrum side of it, you know, once we're working on that side of it, on the whole process management. And then there'll be the day where, you know, you go in, David, talk to him about the whole web. And as you're working with him, if they say, well, you know, I want a little bit more, can I make it do this? Then that's where you can say, okay, it's not included in the package, but for a little bit more, this much, we can go ahead and do that for you. So I think that's kind of where we want to have that basic, but then still give them that option. And then, of course, the higher package, then we can, you know, full-fledge it, or not necessarily full-fledged, still give them a little bit where you can still add more at the end. That way you can still even make more money at the very end of it. That's kind of my idea on that. What do you think, David?
It just depends on what you want to use the platform on. Like if we do a website and it's like, let's say on the WordPress side type of deal, like type of setup, that allows us to add and take away. You know, we have plugins that we can incorporate to the website. So even a basic like site for WordPress, you can have a contact page and, you know, like an informable state page or whatever. But if you want the package separate, then you can add, you know, plugins, like landing pages for speakers and obviously Facebook type stuff that they can integrate into their Twitter, all those type of social media things on there. So just really on how on Samia how small we want to make that first package, you know what I mean?
Yeah, we'll leave that up to you, kind of seeing what, knowing more about the web as far as what is it that most customers, like what's the middle ground of what most people want? And then you know, of course, you're always going to have people that want that extra stuff. So kind of have that middle ground of what you already do business with people. I don't know, maybe you want to cut it a little bit under. That way you know you're going to get a little bit more business on it. So it's also really... I don't know what all it entails. So just kind of you really thinking about what is it that most of... a little bit, so they want that little extra. That's kind of my idea on that. Just really look at that sense of it.
On the website, and like I said, it'd just be for me, like the basis would be like a one page with contact information, maybe about the company. You know, a few pictures, a few stuff, but then after that, you know, be done with that. You know, and then on that next package, then start giving them. Obviously, we can have the Google Analytics included in there so they can still know what's going on. Make it very minimal to where as soon as they want something, then we can, you know, then we can add that on that separate package, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. And then my vision, is also seeing the fact that once that, you know, the whole process is starting to be implemented, once, and they're also seeing the whole process management of Scrum really working for them, being more profitable, you know, they're getting happier, they're seeing more money. Then they're going to say, hey, you know what, David, let's go ahead, full fledged website now. I'm ready. Let's go. You know, so that's the other thing too. You're going to see them as they're seeing the growth, as they're seeing the return on their investment. Why would they not want to invest even more and go deeper and keep growing themselves?
Sure, that's
kind of the thing too that we want to be able to offer, is just keep adding value to them. And it's kind of that what I've been learning, it's a funnel that we create. You know, we have the entry level, the most irresistible stuff, and then we keep adding, just kind of funnel them into just adding more, and we keep adding value to it. So yeah,
definitely. I think for David,
if you do the WordPress thing, it's best because it's also responsive to the phones and tablets, and so it's going to shape it to whatever. But at the same time, we're able to add to and take away. You know, with things like WordPress, we can add, like I said, whatever we want. So there's a whole list of, you know, things that we can do with that. So
sure. And again, you know, David, you're the only one who knows that, you know, that value. And so, like, the conversation we're having the other day is, you know, I want us all, you know, to be confident enough to say the numbers that make us uncomfortable. You know what I'm saying? We need to be comfortable with those numbers because of the value that we are adding. And those numbers are okay. So, like, for you, David, on your side, you know, I would just ask the questions, what are the basics that a small business owner needs on a web design? You know, is it analytics? Is it, you know, what do you call it? Other links? Is it, you know, traffic? Is it whatever it is? And then, you know, put that together. And then what is the most that a company can get out of a website? And that would be the second package. You know, at least that's what I would think. You know, everything you're talking about, you know, including, you know, a possible app and, you know, other stuff like that. So I think the
Google Analytics would be good ultimately for any package, because it would show them it'll be beneficial to us, is what I'm saying, on the Google Analytics, because it'll show them what we're doing with their company and stuff.
Exactly.
Like that. So
yeah, that's,
that would be included on every package.
On the basic, right? Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was going for. Yeah, you know, so that, I don't think it's got to be, a whole bunch of different upscaling, but I do think that two solid ones, yep, to choose from, and then of course whatever you got to do, and like Art mentioned, applying what we're gonna apply, they're gonna be able to afford it, 6 months to a year, and we're gonna show them that, and then they'll be able to see that, oh yeah, this pays off. So I'm not really worried about that.
Well, even in Scrum, they'll see, the success that they've gotten so far in their business, but even still on that first package, you're going to reach the point where in order for you to continue growth, you're going to need to invest,
exactly,
more in your development. And so I really like the idea of having that first package just be something that helps get their business to a place where they're ready to make a bigger investment in growing and developing their company. You know, from my understanding of what we all want to do is to really help the businesses get to the position where they're in a financial place where they can afford and know that they're in a position that they can, still be able to continue working if they do invest more in growing their business, shown them success already.
Yeah, exactly.
And what I'm excited is, the world that we grow up in is helping small business owners become better. Why? Because we all live in the same community. And I've dealt with enough bad small business owners that I'm done with that, And so instead of complaining about it, then let's be the solution and create smart, quality business owners in our own community, ones that are going to take it serious, ones that are going to give back, and all the other good stuff. So that's what truly drives me, is this is affecting more than just their business. It's affecting all of us in some way, fashion, whether it's taxes or a bad stigma or whatever. It's repairing a lot of a lot of crap that's been going on. So anyway, that's my two cents for right now.
yeah, that's good. And that's kind of, like also what you were saying, Sandy, about the whole, really be comfortable with the prices that we're offering. Because at the same time as I'm working with this branding guy and I'm also talking to him about the whole idea of our direction of where we're going, is that we will be branded. It's like that even Starbucks. They can charge whatever they want for their coffee. Whenever you can go to 7-Eleven, get a cheaper coffee, but people would rather go to Starbucks.
Yeah.
Same thing when you go, get your laundry detergent. You'd rather get Tide than just that generic brand.
Sure.
It's just people would rather go with that brand. And that's kind of where we're going also, David, is just be branded, offering that value where people, they're going to see Christian was saying, they're going to see the return on their investment. And they're going to be excited. They're going to be like, I know what I'm getting for. I know their vision. I know their mission, and what they promise if they're going to deliver on. I don't mind paying a little extra because I know I'm going to get, that return on my investment. And also as we're going with the customers that are getting that progress, is to get that testimonial from them. Because now it's going to go word of mouth. You're going to see testimonials at word of mouth, and then more people are just going to hear about it. And it's gonna go viral. we're gonna blow up. So it's exciting.
I like what you said, Art. About the Starbucks. It's funny because it's like a 5-pound bag of coffee is like $2 or $3, right? And then you get a cup at 7-Eleven for $1, and then you go to Starbucks not for the coffee but for the experience. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And yeah, we had a conversation about 3 weeks ago, just because of a post that I saw on Instagram that got me engaged. And I realized that we live in an age where people pay for experience. Mm-hmm. And as a going forward with what we're doing, I think that should be on the forefront of all of our minds, is what type of experience are we offering that is different than any coaching business out there, any marketing business out there, or whatever else. And I think the big one is what me and Kristen were mentioning yesterday is the on-site, is the working with them, actually working with them, not just giving them tips, not just, you know, motivating them, but actually telling them, hey, this is a lifelong relationship, and we're going to make sure this is going to work, you know.
It's a working partnership. Yeah. You know, we're not just coming in to help your business one time, but we want this to be a lasting relationship, you know, something that carries on, because in 5-10 years, I don't know where I'm going to be, and I don't know where those people are going to be, and who's to say that that might not be a relationship that benefits me in business, you know, 10 years from now. And so thinking from that, you know, this is a partnership. This isn't just me coming in as a service that I'm providing to your business, but I'm partnering in your business. It's important for me to see you be successful, you know, and that kind of changes that shift. It's not, it is about the bottom line, but it's not just about the bottom line. It's also about what we're trying to create here as well with you and the kind of relationship we want to cultivate with the clients.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is, experience is that relationship that we're building, and it's that that lifetime relationship that we're wanting. I was listening to Tony Robbins. He recently came out with a podcast. I don't know how recent, but it seems kind of recent. But he was talking about how, you know, most businesses within 10 years, they're doing the same thing. They're going to fail because they're doing the same thing. They're not changing. They're not, you know, the processes stay the same. And it's so, as technology comes out, that's another thing that I was listening to this podcast yesterday, is that, you know, with the whole minute, you know, the millennials, the new generation that's coming into the age, you know, a lot of them grew up, you know, with also seeing the 2008 crash, you know, that recession. So they're like, they're not really invested into the whole, you know, investing a big house or money. They're more of working for a purpose, having a,
oh yeah,
having more of meaning of what they're doing, not necessarily because of money.
Exactly.
Because they grew up in that recession.
Yeah.
So with that being said, is to really let businesses know, it's like, okay, we're preparing you for the future to hire on millennials, to hire on even the next generation after the millennials.
Yes.
So that way so as we're growing, like you're saying, that lifetime relationship, as technology changes, you know, David, our awesome computer tech guy, he's up to date with all the technology. We're going to be able to come in. Okay, now it's time to upgrade this software or upgrade this system. Now it's time to change it in this direction. So then they also know, hey, we're not just, like you're saying, Christian, we're not just going to, you know, just, okay, we fixed you, see you later.
Right.
No, we're going to be here. Whatever you need, you call us, and then we can come back and make sure that you're on the right path. You're changing with the times and growing with technology and the whole generation.
Because most of the time, and I think we might have covered it the last time we talked about this, is that I think a lot of people go into business because they're good at what they do, but they're not necessarily smart at running business. And I'm really good at what I do, but I'm not good in any other area of the business. And so I really like the idea of collectively coming together and kind of bringing all of our talents that helps small businesses. You go do what you're good at. You go do what you're good at, and we'll cover and set up the processes and, you know, the marketing and the websites and everything that needs to be done, the infrastructure for you to be able to go do what you're good at. But the business is run, it's handled, everything is as it needs to be as far as your paperwork goes. Because that, I mean, my dad is a small business owner, and what has failed and has sunk his business every time he's gone back out is the paperwork. He's not good at running business, but he is an amazing craftsman at what he does. You know, he's very good at what he does, but he can't run business worth a flip. And I see that a lot with people. They start off in a business, and so I'm rambling now, but it's just that whole idea of what it is that we're here to do is just help you be successful, because we want to be successful too.
So with that, we could easily move towards, you know, the whole, well, they just need to become and they just need to learn and this and that. But we already know what that gets us. You know, that's why they are where they are. So instead of that, let's build a system that's going to help them. You know, let's go into their business and build a system that they can operate with ease and still get their numbers and still operate efficiently. So that's what I'm excited about. And then on that note, you know, for all of us, that means, you know, it's not the playground anymore. Like we got to bring truly our A game. And if we're, if we lack in confidence in any of it, then that needs to be brought to the surface so that we can tackle that, because I think that alone, the doubts, the fears, the questions, if we don't tackle that as a team, then that can hold us back. And right. So this is, you know, we're talking about approaching, you know, $500,000 to $1 million companies. And so we individually need to be ready for that.
Right.
And be ready to walk into a room, you know, with guys in suits and stuff like that, like, because that truly, that's what's coming. I was telling Kristen, I think we're all at a point where we just want to do something. And you know, let's move forward. So definitely, man.
All right, sounds good. So for the moment, I know we got David gonna, you know, really look at your web and see kind of you know, where we want to break it down, because it is a work in progress and as we're adjusting. So work on that, and then as far as you know, you guys, I guess, really, I don't know how we're going to offer this scrum, and I mean, you guys know more about it. Again, I'm going to send you out the template of what I have on the packages, and then we can kind of look at it and kind of see, okay, what we can really add there, and then go from there. Again, like kind of what we're saying, something that gets them started, gets them excited, and see their return on investment, and then something that offers a little bit more. And then there's always going to be more that we can offer after that. So we don't want to give too much overwhelm either, enough where there's changes, and you know, then go from there. So,
sure. Can we talk about? I do like David. Do you have any? You need to add anything before we keep going?
Yeah.
Okay. I do like the business services. I don't know if I told you that last time. The name of that. So. Mm-hmm. Of course, if your marketing guy does wonders, and I know that will, that will sell itself in a sense. So I do like that. And if we move forward with that, I think that'll definitely. You said it was already incorporated, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, so now the name is, the legal name is West Texas Business Services.
Yeah.
Incorporated. Sure. I'm just kind of still wondering on the whole West Texas part of it, especially since we want to go global. You know. I'm saying global, you know, but eventually, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Faith.
You know, so I'm just kind of seeing, okay, maybe there's another part in the beginning of the name that represents us, and then so I'm still kind of working on that, working with the branding guy, and then kind of seeing where we go from there. So,
cool.
You know, one name that kind of came up was like Solis Business Services. Then I looked it up and it was already taken. but just
sure.
Something that's just an empowering name. That means growth. It means, you know, that change. And then, you know, and then tag the business services at the end of it.
So if we can find one word that really describes what our mission statement is, you know,
exactly.
Use that as what we lead with. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, as I'm working with this guy, we have, I was telling Sammy, the whole branding process is it's a 10-week course that I'm doing with him. I'm meeting with him every week, for 10 weeks every week, once a week, and we're covering each part. Okay, what's the promise that we're going to give the customers? What's the mission, the vision? And then from there, going into really writing out the whole let's see here. So I got it. Is really seeing the whole, there it is. So yeah, the purpose of our business, what makes us different, you know, from other companies, and then also finding our niche, you know, what it is that, it, you know, and I think we kind of, you know, we're working on that, and then from there we go to the brand identity, yeah, just really seeing, it's a whole lot to cover, but yeah, it really is going to break up the whole vision statement. And then in the whole creating the brand identity, which is the logo, as well, is we're incorporating, like you're saying, Kristen, is the whole what is our vision, what is our mission, mission statement, and how that incorporates into our name and into our logo as well. So yeah, we're definitely going to develop that part of it. So
yeah, I know, I like that.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Okay, where's my notes? This is what helps me stay. Okay, I think also, Art, you called me the other day, and David, you know, we talked briefly, and then I talked with Kristen too about our roles and how this is all playing out. Again, the other conversation that people sometimes are hesitant to bring up. And I think that it's safe to say that right now, I don't think this is a traditional or conventional in the sense where like we're all talking like job offers or anything like that. I think we're just, this is a venture that we're going to collaborate on because it benefits us and it benefits those that we're servicing, you know. So if we have, as long as we all understand that and have that mindset, which means, you know, pay is going to come. It's not like this constant pay. It's going to be, for right now, it's going to be sporadic in a sense, you know, as we get the first client, the second and the third. And then from there, it'll build up and we'll start building our residuals. That's really what I want to focus on, like top five in what we do is somehow, some way, building some residuals up for all of us and what we offer. So I know, like with David with the website, that is definitely residuals for him and what that can do. So, and for us on the services side, I want to somehow, some way, make that happen. If we're going to invest our energy, our efforts, our talents into companies, then I think it's safe to say that we're at an age where it could be a some type of partnership, you know, just like you were talking about, Art, you know, the times are changing. Actually, I think they have changed. People are just now catching up, though. But in working together and in the way humans work together, you know, it's not this old. Yeah, exactly. So with that, I just want to make that clear that this is something, you know, that we're all collaborating on for now, and then we'll see where it goes, you know. Right, I don't like exactly. I don't like to talk too much in the future. I like, you know, next week is too much for me already, but whatever's in front of us today, you know, that's what we can do. So, and I just want to move with that.
Right.
But I think we do have at the four at least to make this possible. And if there's anyone else missing that you feel needs to be a part of it or a side of this that needs to be implemented, then, you know, let's start keeping an eye out for those people. And I think that will become a byproduct of who we are and what we do. We're just probably going to always be recruiting. Whether we're recruiting for ourselves or we're recruiting for our clients, because I think that's another deal.
Yeah.
Another skill that a lot of small business owners don't have is the ability to spot and recruit talent. And I learned that from one of my mentors. And so I'm always meeting people specifically and intentionally, you know, to see if they fit anywhere along down the road in my path. So,
definitely.
We probably collectively need to do that. It may be even to help ourselves out, you know, at some point if we need some help. But again, also to help the clients that we're going to have, you know, teach them how to find the right people. Teach them, again, it's going to be a full embodied service that we're going to do. You know, these people are going to be like, holy crap, you know. And with all of us working together, it's not just four. You know, we all each have our own networks, you know, our own contacts and things like that. So it's a bigger powerhouse than we think, at least I believe, you know.
Right.
And what's capable. I don't think we have to limit ourselves at all in what's possible in this. So I'm definitely excited about that. But the thing moving forward is, Art, I know you're already working on it. You said the branding and things like that. So... what do we want to do today or this next week to move forward? You know, I can, in a sense, like my side, if if we haven't all noticed yet, is probably the sales and the networking side, you know, and going out and getting those clients. So, you know, I can start contacting potential clients or whatever it is, whatever we need to do this week to move forward.
Okay.
You know, let's make sure we iron that out, you know, before this call ends. And then also if there's any questions anybody has, any doubts, anybody experiencing, you know, concerns or anything like that, let's bring those up.
So we'll let David go first. Do you have any questions or comments on that?
Yes. No, I don't. I'm just kidding. I'm good. I'm ready to go. I've been just, like I told Sammy the other day, I'm just ready to do it.
Yeah, definitely.
This is something that needed to happen. I'm ready to go.
Sure. Okay. And then also, you know, if you guys have small business owners that we need a call or anything like that, you know, jot them down. If you're not comfortable, you know, send them this way. I'll start calling them. But I know we have to wait at least, you know, those 10 weeks, Art, until we get that done. So that gives us a good amount of time. I know we're all busy. I know we all got stuff going on. So it's just going to be time management. You know, this is just another thing.
Right.
But I think in that time frame, in the next 3 months, we can definitely have our first client
before
the end of the year. So if we want to have that goal, that'd be awesome. You know, have one client by the end of the year, you know, and let's make sure that gets done.
Yeah, I definitely see that happening. Also with, just with the... I mean, I was even talking to my wife about the whole group and what, you know, what's going on here. She works with me here at the print shop. But it, you know, it was awesome how, you know, just as Sammy was talking about recruitment, and here we are. We sat down and we had an idea, and all of a sudden, you know, we got four people there in a conference call, and I was telling Sammy, is like, this is the A team. It's like, it's crazy how it's those four pillars, you know. It's like, you see in the movies, you got the whole team, and then you got your computer tech guy, and you know, you got your the one that's organizing everything, which is Kristen. You got the sales guy, which is the mouth, you know, the mouthpiece, the guy's talking.
Damn right.
So it's pretty cool how this is all that, just, you know, everybody's a powerhouse in this group, and everybody got their skills, everybody's passionate about what they do. And that's really important, is to have that passion of what we're doing here. And
that's
kind of like Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, where they're in a garage, you know, they're just two young guys, you know, and created this whole Apple thing, you know. So that in itself is, you know, I just see us as that team, and where we're all bringing something to the table, and we're passionate about what we're doing with. So I'm really excited about it.
Definitely, again, you know, this is exactly what's going on here, is exactly what we want to do for others.
Exactly.
You know, and so we have to exemplify that ourselves, you know, to be able to offer it. So, you gotta, you know, and that's the biggest thing. I think I told y'all last time, I was talking to my mentors, was finding the right people.
Mm-hmm.
And that has more to do with just someone being able to accomplish task. You know, again, I think that was the way it was finding people who can accomplish tasks, but that's not the way it is today. It's more than that, you know. It's character, it's quality, it's competence. So, anyway.
Right.
Let's see.
So, because I know you would want to talk about, you know, before we got off the call, getting something, I'm going to send you all that form. But just to give you a little brief of what the package, the way it's laid out, it pretty much just has five different deliverable items that we're going to deliver. And then there's two bonus items. So in that itself, just think about it like that on the outline.
Is that the template that you want to use?
I mean, I like the idea of that. Okay. I mean, it's just those five items that we're going to deliver, and then have two bonuses.
Okay.
You know, just where they get excited about it. Hey, you know, we're throwing all this in at this value. It's worth this much. We're going to give it to you for this much. You know, we're cutting down the price because we're packaging it. On top of that, we're going to throw two more bonuses right on there. And so now we're adding value to the package. It's like, wow, like if you're already cutting us, you know, giving us so much value on that package, now you're even going to throw bonuses and it gets them even more excited. So that's kind of that layout. It's those five deliverable items and then the two bonus items. What else are they going to get and what else if necessary? And then so we'll, what we'll do is just kind of have on there that package. What's the total package value? And then what the discounted value that they're going to get, you know, yeah. Today only, this is the price that we're offering. I mean, it doesn't have to be today only, but, you know, kind of they can see what it normally would be a cost for a package like this. If you did everything separate, if you went through other companies, this is how much each item would cost you, which would totally add up.
Yes.
$25,000, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of $25,000, you're getting it now for $10,000. So you're saving $15,000. That's less than half the price.
Exactly.
And so they're also seeing that they're getting excited. It's like, wow, like I'm getting all this. On top of that, we're going to go two more bonuses, right? So now they're really getting excited.
Sure.
And so that's kind of the outline of that package. So just have that in mind. I don't know if you guys want to do that now or just kind of have that more of a...
Yeah, if you send that, we can all probably work on it individually. And just write, you know,
right.
What we need to write in there. And then on the next one, the next call, then definitely.
Right. And that's kind of what I was thinking. There's something that we can really mull over and kind of really just think about it.
Sure.
Because it'd be good, too, to, you know, as we're doing the five items, say, okay, well, one of them is going to be the process management, the Scrum. One of them can be coaching, the marketing, one web. And even if we're not, I mean, you know, like even myself, if I'm jotting down, okay, well, the web part here, and then you guys are gonna be able to say, well, this is what I got out of it. And then now, you know, we all do our homework, we put it together, and then we can just tweak it together. It's like, how close did we get to each other on making the package? And that'd be a, you know, good idea to see what we come up with, you know, so.
Definitely.
But yeah, I'll do that. I'll email that to you as soon as we get off the call.
Cool.
Any other thing you wanna to do for the, get us ready for the next call, Sammy?
No, before I forget though, David, you said the minimum for you is like 1500?
Yeah, we can drop it to 1000.
Okay, and so what would the most be? What would the most be? Like hosting, you know, data collection, blah, 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 like the most creative one you could do. What would that go for?
I like 25, man.
Okay.
But that would include, depending on what the company is, that would include...
Would there be an ongoing fee?
That what?
Would there be an ongoing fee for them?
If they're doing the monthly thing, I guess not. But if they're doing if we're doing the hosting package, they would just have to pay for a little bit more on the hosting package because obviously it would have more attitude to their website.
Yeah. So is the hosting 20? Is the hosting 2,500 or is it more?
No. The hosting would be like, you know, like, you know, like $50, $75 a hosting.
Oh, okay.
To just be able to, so whatever they call us and they say they want to add a word or add, you know,
gotcha.
For maintenance purposes and storage purposes.
Will it ever get, can it, or will it ever get to like 5,000?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, say, there's a lot of things you can integrate into.
Okay.
Website that will hike it up like that. You know, okay. Like YouTube. E-commerce type stuff, you know, anything like that, you know, can boost that up real quick.
Sure.
On how you want to limit the, I guess, their layout of their business. Like, if they're a restaurant, you know, do we give them things for like event planning type calendar plugins right off the bat, or do we save that for the bigger package?
Gotcha.
You know, depending, it's gonna be, I guess, customizable to the. To the client because of the type of business they run. So.
Oh, yeah, and the different industries. We're going to run into that.
So if you did something like where you had like an event calendar, would that be something that they could update or would that be a service that they need to pay month to month for you guys to keep, you know, their website up to date with all of the events that they have coming and, you know, what's upcoming for events and stuff like website maintenance or service?
That would be an upgrade to that. Like, they would have to pay more, because that would mean that we would have to kind of have to, you know, kind of an on-call type thing if they have something going on, like last minute, they would have to implement it, the plug-in and stuff like that.
Definitely. Are you
paying, like, if they're doing like the $2,500 a month type setup, you know what I mean? That would be just up to us to decide what we're giving up for that $2,500, and then what's the extra that we're adding to the hosting. Because all that we could kind of couple together,
sure.
You know what I'm saying? Into a central thing. That way they're not having to say, well, I have to pay this student $100 and then the student this, you know what I mean?
So this $1,000, this $2,500, is that a one-time fee, a setup, or is that monthly?
Well, it'd be a one-time setup, and then we would have a monthly cost for like the maintenance of it. Like I said, it would just, depending on the package, it would just depend on how you want to do it. Like I said, because all this is going to take somebody that knows it. Be on and stuff like that. And you got
exactly.
Updates, you got different things, the intricacies of the plugins to do, you know.
Yeah.
So,
and
but if they're a small business and they can afford that, I think I was telling you they could also like divvy it up into a monthly installments.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
I think
to get that packet.
Yeah, I think Art was talking about that too, you know. So that'd be awesome. That'd give them more opportunity. Simple, I'm not going to say easy. Is it for you to like put together, what do you call it? Like a demo or what is it called?
Presentation.
For the website? Like if you were just to do... Yeah, just for somebody, say you wanted to show them real quick. This is what it would look like, you know.
Well, depending on what they want, like so WordPress does have already preset templates that they can go and choose.
But you can't do that, right?
What do you mean?
Say like in my presentation, I wanted that to have a demo for them to whatever client I'm approaching, and I'm able to show them, here, look, this is what my guy did in 10 minutes, you know, blah, blah, blah. Are you able to do that?
The thing about WordPress is not the fact that we designed it from scratch.
Yeah.
It's the fact that we implement their information, their things into this template. So
exactly.
We have the option to show them that, because there are templates that are free and cheap, and then there are templates that are the price, and you know, but that's not what they're paying for. Like I said, it's the back end that we're doing.
So. Okay. Okay.
But yeah, I could put some screenshots together of some of the stuff.
Exactly.
No problem.
Okay.
And also in WordPress, I understand what Dave was talking about, because I ended up kind of working on it myself, being a graphic designer at the Art Institute. I learned a little bit about web, so I was playing around with it. And so just going on the WordPress, it shows you a lot of the templates already. And a lot of the templates it shows, it is, like he's saying, some of them are simple where they're free, some of them are a little bit more expensive, but they have demos already on there. So the good thing with WordPress is that we want to keep it as simple. We don't want to overcomplicate it with having David recreate a whole website from scratch.
Oh, yeah.
By using the WordPress template, it's easy to show them, okay, this is, because a lot of people don't know about web designing, so they won't even know what's the whole WordPress, you know, thing about it. You know, with him just showing, okay, look, here's this template, he doesn't have to say, okay, this is WordPress stuff or my stuff.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
All they're showing is like, hey, this is what some of the templates are. You know, which one do you like? How complicated do you want to get?
Exactly.
And it's also like David is saying, the more that they want, the more plugins that you can add. And that's what's awesome with WordPress. You can add plugins, you can take away plugins, and
gotcha.
Just kind of really customize it. But it also gives you a demo already to show you, you know, it won't necessarily have their stuff, but they get the idea of, okay, I could envision my stuff here and there, changing some colors and whatnot. So.
Cool. Yeah, it's very, what I like about it ultimately is it's very responsive, and by responsive, it's the phones, for the tablets, for everything. And it allows the customer to feel like they're current, you know, that's the main thing.
Yeah.
They can build a website from scratch through CSS and all these other, like HTML, but some of them are not going to be responsive. So it's going to look like they're going to have to slide over on their phone to see the whole website, you know. So trying to condense everything into a more simplified thing for the benefit of the company and the benefit of the company. you know, plus we can put it out quicker. We have a better understanding because WordPress, you know, we deal with that with our clients now, the websites we build and stuff. So.
Cool. All right. Anything else? All right. Is there anything else?
Yeah. So basically the, you know, kind of going off of what we're talking about, and generalizing a little bit, when we're breaking it up into packages, the way I'm seeing it is that first regular package is going to be more of a low maintenance. Where we have customers, we're showing a return on their base, they're on their investment, but it's something that's going to be low maintenance on our end. Yeah. But we're not heavily invested. You know, we're taking care of them. We're, you know, things are happening for them. And then after, you know, we launch them, then they're pretty much, we're just low maintenance. The other package that's going to be a little bit more high dollar, I just see it as being more of that closer relationship. I like Christian was talking about.
Exactly.
Okay, you know, you really want to grow with it. You really want to stay with us, have a close relationship with what we're offering. And with the coaching, maybe the lower package, I'm thinking like, you know, we're coaching them maybe once a month. If they need to, maybe, you know, they call us up and still have contact. With the closer relationship coaching, they pretty much are twice a month, and that's even more of a call me anytime. Yeah. You know, we're here, whatever, and it's more of a closer relationship. So just think about it like that. So kind of what I'm thinking is low maintenance, and then you got your closer relationship with us as far as, you know, we're there really pushing it. Because eventually, once they're seeing the low maintenance, okay, but it's working, they're seeing return on investment. Well, I want a closer relationship with you guys. I want more connection. Then that's when they'll jump to the next package and go from there.
Definitely. All right. Well, it's right at an hour, so I know we all got things to do. Thanks again for everybody's time, and we'll do this again next week. So whatever we can work on this week, whether it's individual, I think I sent you guys a text about having an online presence. You know, I think that's important for all of us individually.
Sure.
So maybe always keep that in the forefront, and then again, just being confident in perfecting our craft. If we need to learn more, stuff like that, and I'm always learning to become better, stuff like that. So, which is the culture that we want to build into our services that we provide, you know. Influence these small business owners that you got to always be growing individually and corporately, you know. So, and this next week, do what you got to do. You know, if you can work on it, awesome. If you can't, we understand, you know, we know. So, and here's the next step. So keep moving forward.
Okay. So next call, same time next week, or?
Yep. Sounds good.
Just to kind of, you know, touch base and stuff. So
yeah.
Thursday, same time.
All right. And I'll probably call y'all in between. So
yeah, same here. So yeah, if you need anything, guys, that's the kind of what I did with Sammy a couple of days ago. Reached out and said, hey, got some ideas before our call.
Yeah.
Want to touch base. So, yeah, same thing with David and Christian. I know Christian, we really haven't got to know each other a whole lot, but, you know, I'm sure we will.
Yeah,
just reach out if anything. And then Sammy got to my other contact information if you need that. So.
All right. Thanks again. Talk to y'all soon.
Okay. I guess I'll just as an idea just came to mind. Would we want to create our own, maybe our own Facebook group, even though it's just four of us, kind of start that out also?
Because
I think that's also, eventually we can incorporate that to the customers. Say, hey, look, we have online support of other businesses that do business with us, you know, that you know, it's that, it'll build that community itself.
Yeah.
I think just even starting with us, having that Facebook group where we can post on that group, and it's just us, you know. And
sure.
It's not just a messenger thing, it's actual. You
know, exactly.
Group.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Who wants to get on that? You want to create it, Art?
Yeah, I can start that up, and then I'll get with David if we need to implement anything else on that side of it. So.
All right, sounds good.
So we'll do that. That way we can also connect through that.
Yeah, get that going.
So how did you guys like the Zoom call?
Oh, it's good.
Yeah, it's perfect. Yeah,
worked out.
Yeah,
okay.
This is good.
Yeah, so there's an app too, the Zoom app. I don't know.
Okay.
I knew that, but you don't also access it through there as well. So
cool.
Whatever works for you. So.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right,
we'll
thanks,
be in
Dave.
Touch. work what we got to work on, and we'll go from there. Anything? Any last comments or anything, David?
David's ready to go, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, it's gonna be good. If you haven't seen any of his work, Art, man, this dude's amazing, man. So
yeah, I got to talk to him yesterday. After we got off the call, we sat and talked for like an hour or so.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, get some time and check out his work, man. He's really good. So.
Okay. Love you. All right. Well, great, great seeing you guys.
Have a good day.
Nice to finally see Kristen face to face.
Face
So. All right. We'll talk to you guys next week.
Later. Have a good day.
All right. Have a good day.
Well, I don't know how to do this. Oh, you could record. That's so cool. Oh, they know what I'm over here doing.